Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to Who Said That? I'm Mark Olver, stand-up comedian, TV warm-up guy, and whatever that word is, that is me. This is the show that gets four famous faces together on a Zoom call to play a simple but revealing game. If you enjoy the show, then please consider rating us 5 stars and remember to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Joining me today are Rachel Parris, Jess Fosterkew, Bryony Mae Williams and Morgan Rees.
Yeah, I very nearly went for a beer. How long is it? I might have a beer at one point.
I might go and I've got Prosecco in the fridge.
Oh, go on, Rachel, get a Prosecco.
Go on, Rachel.
I can't drink on my own.
I'll go and get a beer. Shall I go and get a beer? Yeah, all right, give me a sec.
Oh, thanks, guys. Making me feel better. How are you, Mark? Are you all right?
Welcome to Who Said That? 5 comedians armed with all we've got left at the moment. At least 10 books we've said we'll read during lockdown, and at least 10 books we haven't even got round to starting. Oh, and our ability to lie and knowledge of each other's terrible, terrible brains. Styling in today are Jess Fosterkew.
Hello.
Morgan Rees.
Hiya.
Rachel Parris.
Hello.
And the woman I once had an awkward experience involving a naked woman with, Bryony Mae Williams.
Me a comedian, I don't deserve it, but thanks, I'll take it.
I love the fact that you were worried about me calling you a comedian, but you were quite happy with me announcing that me and you have had an awkward experience with a naked woman.
It's one of my favourite experiences ever, Mark, to be quite honest with you.
Do you want to explain to anyone else what happened?
So basically, Mark and I were stood outside this bar in Bristol, and we were just chatting away, and all of a sudden Mark went, "There's a naked woman up there." I was like, "What?" So we looked up, and in this bathroom window, there was a woman getting undressed. It was frosted, but it wasn't frosted. She was getting butt naked, right? But then, so she was on the toilet, so we saw all of that. Got off the toilet, and then proceeded to have a wet wipe shower, where she was wiping herself down, and then did a proper, like, straddle of the toilet. Full view. No idea that we were watching all of this. And then, after she'd finished her wet wipe shower, which took, I'd say, Mark, a good 5-10 minutes.
And we kept watching, by the way. We didn't stop watching.
Yeah, we didn't stop watching. We were completely, completely mesmerised. And then she got dressed, and then about 5 minutes later, she had a gentleman caller at the door.
Oh.
So, but we thought, 5-10 minutes for a wet wipe shower, just have a normal shower.
I love that every aspect of that is, like, the least glamorous option, seeing a naked woman through a window. Squatting on the toilet, pulling her leg up, wet wiping her.
It was horrific, but we enjoyed it, didn't we, Mark?
Also, what was nice is that although I'd met Bryony a couple of times before that, that was the most amount of time me and Bryony had spent together, and we were basically getting a live, I'm going to call it a sex show, but it was not a sex show.
There's nothing sexual about it, Mark. Absolutely zero sex at all.
Peep show,
yes.
Jess, what do you think the moral scruple decision here? Do you think I should have gone the next day and put a note through the door?
I thought you were going to say, do you think I should have gone the next day to see if it was the same man come in or a different man? Or, yeah.
What do you reckon? If that was you in that window, what would you have wanted someone to do?
I love that you're only asking Jess this because Jess is the moral arbiter of the group.
I think he just thinks I'm the most likely person to have accidentally got a bathroom where everyone can see me have a shit. It's exactly the sort of thing that would happen to me. I've had notes through the door from neighbours, not that they could see things, but that they could hear things.
No.
And in the past, and I thought, oh, fuck off, I'm in my own home. So I reckon, if you come and have a loud bonk in your own home, where can you? So I reckon, yeah, best to have left it. Leave them to it. Just stop watching.
She might know. She might know already.
She might be getting off on it, yeah.
I had the similar thing when I was at primary school. The lady that owned the off licence across the road, she got changed and forgot to close her blinds, but she saw the whole playground see her.
Oh God.
What about you, Rachel? Would you want to be told?
No. That's why I said I think she already knows. So I've got a similar situation in our bedrooms visible and it's not frosted. And you can't always be ducking around in your own bedroom trying not to be seen. And sometimes you've got to be naked. I've never seen anyone watching. Unless, Bryony, you're there.
I'm there all the time, Rachel, actually, that you don't know. Me and Mark are in the bushes.
She is now.
Yeah, I'll see you guys later.
So the quiz is incredibly simple. Basically, what happens, each of you will take it in turn to ask a question. Everyone else will answer by texting me and only me their answers. I will read them out, and the questioner will receive points for every answer they pair with an answerer. I think we should begin with Jess Fosterku right at the beginning. Do you have a question to ask everyone?
I do. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, here's your question. You have to make Joe Wicks fall in love with you. You get to try three things. What are you going to do?
Firstly, Jess, are you a Joe Wicks fan?
Am I fuck?
Is that a no?
It's not to do with, like, it's fine if he wants to make everybody exercise. I believe he thinks to himself as something of a god. He spends so much of them talking about how great he is, how successful he is, and how by watching this and joining in, you're making him more successful by the second. There was one day where the ratings weren't as high as the day before, and he was so out of sorts, it was the only day I enjoyed. And then just as he was getting to sort of peak unbearable, he donated a load of money to the NHS. So a few people I'd been enjoying slagging him off to were like, we can't slag him off anymore. I was like, we can. Jimmy Savile gave a lot of money to charity, guys. That's not a fair comparison to Joe. I just think he's a big head. I think he's a big head.
Let's start with this one. Sweating out his initials in your sports bra, offer him a nice sit down for once in his godforsaken life.
Oh, ho, ho.
This is answer number two. This is just swap his protein powder for icing sugar so he gets fat, kill his wife.
Ooh.
We also have destroy all his gym equipment, embrace him and yell, it's not your fault. Show him a more fun way of getting lean in 15. And three, neg him. So, what are you thinking?
I thought I'd be very indecisive, but I think the first one, that's Bryony, I reckon.
We've got swap his protein powder for icing sugar and kill his wife.
That sounds, not needing all three answers, sounds like the confidence of a white man. I'm going for Morgan. And that just leaves Rachel for the showing him another way to get lean in 15.
So here we go. So, sweating out his initials in your sports bra, offer him a nice sit down. Could you please raise your hand if that was you?
Oh!
Sorry!
Jess, Rachel, are you a fan of Joe Wicks, Rachel?
In all honesty, I've never watched one. And I've been trying to write jokes about him, and because it's topical, without having ever seen one. So I'm really glad to listen to Jess and get the idea of what it's all about. But yeah, that's why I get the gist. So that's why I put, have a sit down for once in your godforsaken life.
Can I just read this next one, which was swap his protein powder for icing sugar. So are you aware that Bryony is basically Bryony from Bake Off?
Yeah, I mean, we're mates.
So her name is Bryony from Bake Off.
Yeah.
And this answer here, swap his protein powder for icing sugar.
It was the rest of the... I didn't think she'd say.
Kill his wife.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't put that past her.
Bryony Mae Williams did go swap his protein powder for icing sugar.
I've completely bollocksed it.
You've absolutely bollocksed it. And Morgan Rees, you show him a more fun way of getting lean in 15.
I'll sell myself for a little win.
And you'd neg him.
Neg him.
Can you just confirm what neg means, Morgan, for me?
Neg me. No, neg me.
Neg you. What big round massive blue eyes you got, you fucking cunt.
Morgan, I don't think you've got
it. I don't think you've got it. That's just really good flirting. Negative.
Unfortunately, Jess, you don't get a point.
Oh, thank God I put this shirt on.
But I am able to give bonus points, and I will be totally honest, there is very little I can see past the extra bonus point too. Oh, Morgan Rees for negging the shit out of me. So just cannot look past that. Morgan is currently in the lead with 1 point. Everyone else has 0 points. Bryony, it is your question, please, for round two.
Okay, my question is, you can eat one thing for the rest of your life. What would it be? I think Jess is going to be olive bread. That's what my prediction is.
Man, I can't make this shit easy now.
Do you know what I crave sometimes? Pate. I don't know why. I sometimes crave pate out of nowhere.
You could go and buy yourself some, Mark. I mean, you know, treat yourself.
Sometimes, out of nowhere, I crave pate.
You're being very funny about pate, Mark.
Hold on. Has Rachel got to get some?
No, I'm just opening a bit more light into the room.
Oh, that was me genuinely thinking that Rachel Paris had, within 2 metres of her, a lot of pate.
Come back with a small canister of foie gras.
Although I'm not a foie gras fan, I'm not an animal, I just love me a pate. Okay, I have all the answers in, Bryony, so let us try. If meal is allowed, spaghetti carbonara. If not, hula hoops.
Excellent swap out, yeah.
This is anything that is basically pasta, sauce and cheese. And the final one, Sagaloo.
Jess has got the best poker face right now. She's like, I'm not going to smile at any of them.
That's really good. It's really impressive.
I'm going to do that for the next round. I'm going to do poker face next round.
I'm now worried that Jess isn't doing a poker face.
Just having a terrible time.
Bryony, if meal is allowed, spaghetti carbonara. If not, hula hoops.
I'm going to go for Rachel on that one. Poker face. Very good poker face, Rachel.
We have Sagaloo.
I'm going to go with Jess.
Okay, which leaves anything that is basically pasta sauce and cheese.
With Morgan.
Morgan?
Yep.
So, your answer, please, Morgan. It does include pasta, doesn't it?
Oh, shit, it's the wrong pasta, isn't it?
But it also includes hula hoops, doesn't it, Morgan?
Yeah, or hula hoops.
Morgan, I just had some hula hoops. Beef.
Oh, yes, please, Mace.
Yeah. Best flavour. You can get a pack of six just of them now.
So good, but aren't they small? Aren't they small packets?
Such a small packet. You obviously do them like a shot.
Do you think there could have been a moment during Bake Off, showstopper this week is hula hoop crisp sandwich?
I mean, I wish. That would have been my snack of choice, for sure. I'm just not sure how poor Holly would feel about a hula hoop sandwich. He'd probably love it, though, wouldn't he?
He'd probably shake the hand.
He probably would. He loves a bit.
Unfortunately, you got that one wrong, but you went Sagaloo. You did go Jess for Sagaloo, didn't you? Jess, one item of food that you would eat for the rest of your life, you would go for...
Sagaloo!
So very good, but unfortunately you did get Rachel wrong because you thought Rachel Paris was the hula hoop. And actually, that was Morgan. So you do get 1 point there.
I mean, I'll take it.
I also get to give another bonus point. I don't know who I want to give it to. I think I might. I don't know. I'm going to go Rachel Paris. I think you're right with pasta and cheese sauce.
You can't lose, can you?
What is? There's a lot of discussion at the moment where people aren't enjoying penne, and I love a penne.
I found out a new pasta last night that I never had heard of or had before. It's like spaghetti, but it's hollow.
Oh, I've heard of this.
It's amazing. It's so delicious. And as you're going, you can breathe through it. So it's a meal and it's a trick.
It's still very skinny like spaghetti, or is it like a long macaroni?
It's slightly thicker, but it's amazing that it's a tube, but it's still very thin. It's a very exciting meal.
If you cut it up really small, would it be a bit like hula hoops?
Yeah, yeah, like quite small hula hoops, yeah.
Yeah, penne.
Penne, Mark.
Penne's just not sort of romantic, is it? Like, if you think of, like, Lady and the Tramp, it wouldn't have been the same when they... with those dogs went at the end of the together with Penne. It would have been a car.
Yeah, lot less
climax.
Lot yeah. less foreplay, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Strange.
Morgan does base most of his life decisions on how it would look in Disney films. <Very much. laughs> Haven't you got those massive balloons on top of your house at the moment, Morgan?
Yeah, so I've got the kid from the Brownies here. Can't let him get just need what? To wait till I'm old.
Up,
yeah.
But whoever said what?
It's just like he's kidnapped a kid.
Oh, God, I'm very slow.
At the moment, Morgan has 1 point, and Rachel has 1 point, and Bryony has 1 point. But guessing Jess is well and truly not in the lead. Okay, round three. Is Morgan Rees. Morgan, your question, please, Morgs.
It's 2022 and lockdown has just ended. Every day you've had to listen to your housemates' dad joke level of banter. What is the first thing you scream in their face as you sprint out the door?
Okay, when everyone texts this, I do need to ask, based on this question, are you all right, Morgan?
Ish, Mark, ish. Well, that's the thing. I'm just as guilty as doing it. There's no one that's particularly bad in the house, but like I caught myself doing it the other day, and I heckled myself straight afterward.
Couple of answers for you. This is answer number one in capitals. Marry me. Answer number two. Fuck you all. And look out our window, sigh, whisper, yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers, almost to yourself, wink at them, shout, mic drop, then run.
Oh, there's so much to go off. Oh, so I'm going to guess you guys are all living, maybe one or more people, because it'd be really weird to shout off, oh, fuck you all, to one person. It's the true sign of going mad.
This is 2 years down the line, Morgan, so you just don't know.
Yeah, could be more people by then.
Yeah, if one of them could be a baby. Fuck you all!
Yeah, I'm going to say fuck you all. I'm going to say Bryony, fuck you all.
Okay, nice. Lovely. Do you want to go marry me?
I'm going to go Rachel, marry me.
And so for Jess, by process of elimination, look out a window, sigh, whisper yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers, almost to yourself. Wink at them, shout, mic drop, then run. Let's start with Bryony Mae Williams. Can you do me a favour? Can you just read your text as you wrote it to me, just so we can see for Morgan just how this sounds in your voice, please?
Yeah, just bearing in mind that I live with my four-year-old and my husband.
That's why I'm asking you.
Ah, fuck you all!
Yeah, you got that one right. Well done on that one.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Because you didn't get any of the others right. Jess, you went, please.
Marry me.
and the reasoning behind marry me?
It wasn't based on my situation because I'm isolated with my four-year-old and no one else. And I really don't want to fucking marry him.
And Rachel then went...
Will I do it?
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay. He's ready. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers. Mic drop! That's what I envisaged.
Oh, yes.
Brilliant. I love it.
This is wicked.
So you did get 1 point there, Morgan.
Oh, brilliant.
And I am going to give 1.2, frankly, a BAFTA-winning performance. Rachel Paris's very...
Well-deserved. Very well-deserved.
Thank you.
Well done. We are going in to round four. And Rachel, this is yours. And just to let you know, we have 2 points to Rachel, 1 point to Bryony, 2 points to Morgan, and Jess, no points.
Oh, Jess.
So, Rachel, your question, please.
Please tell me, what three words describe your ideal dog?
Rachel, have you got a dog?
No, but I love them. I really love them. I want one, but...
What would you go, big or small?
I know this sounds like a silly answer, but I really love medium-sized dogs.
Okay.
They're my favourite kind.
So, you got like a cockapoo?
I've got a cockapoo!
Oh, have you? Isn't that... That's small, isn't it?
He's about medium size. He's quite a big cockapoo. Don't ever get a small dog. We had one for a while in there.
A yappy.
Crazy. He kept biting people. Kept biting their ankles.
What kind was it?
It was a Chihuahua pug. We probably should have saw it coming.
But we haven't got a dog, but we've got a chameleon. And the three words that would describe the chameleon, Roy, are...
Roy.
Still. Possibly depressed. And ambiguous. No way of knowing.
What bit of Roy is ambiguous?
All of it. Like, you're like, are you having a nice day today, Roy? Are you pleased to see me? Are you hungry? Are you happy in life? No way of knowing.
I've got some three-word answers for you.
Yeah.
So what three words describe your ideal dog? Needy, fluffy, doesn't lick me. I've also got three words, big like horse.
Jess, you look like you're going to kill someone.
Poker face, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah.
And Morgan, fluffy little spoon.
Have you just given the answer away there?
I think I have just given the answer away. Literally episode 5, and that's the first time I've done it.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I'm gonna have
how to... do we play this? Do you want to do it again for fairness?
Do you want to do it again?
Can we reset? Shall I leave?
So Rachel,
well, I think the final answer is Morgan.
Oh, well done, good guess.
And I think big like horse is Jess. And I think doesn't lick me is Bryony.
Through your own powers and no fuck up on my part, you have got 3 points. Jess is so angry. Well, that is the first time that has happened in the whole of the series. I've absolutely ballsed up. And I am going to give a bonus point. Well, actually, Rachel, you get to give a bonus point because you got all three right. So who would you like to give your bonus
point? If she'll accept it, I'd like to give my bonus point to Jess for her outstanding poker face.
Thank you very much.
We are cracking on. And Simon, the producer, has just sent me a list of the scores with the word fucking idiot written on them. So Bryony has 1 point. Jess has 1 point, Morgan has 2 points, and Rachel has 4 points.
Whoa!
Oh, hold on, have we got a dog?
Yeah, hang on, here he is. Archie, come up here. Archie, come up. Here he is!
Oh, he's so lovely.
Oh, he's medium, Rachel.
Yeah, he's the perfect size.
Yeah. He's like, he's very handsome. Oh.
I'd love Archie, a dog like that.
You're a good boy, aren't you, Archie? You're a good boy. Right, go away. Go on.
Okay, he's gone. Right, here we go. We are going into the final round. So if you could all get ready to text your answers to Morgan, and then Morgan will read them out, and then I have to guess. And your question for me is, do you reckon you could land a plane?
Hmm.
Okay, so text away. God, I can't believe Olva set up this just to spend time with people. Look how big his beard's got during lockdown. Wow.
That's a matter of pride, I think.
I'm quite happy with it. I'm working in his care home. I have to wear a face mask and scrubs. But it does feel slightly pointless because I put the face mask on and it's literally just beard surrounding.
Got your great big Corona beard dangling out the edges of your mask.
Do they not make you wear a beard hairnet?
No, they don't. I try and jam it under, but I've got sort of wispy bits there. Morgan, how are you getting on with the answers?
1, 2, 3, 4. I think we got them all.
The little tip for this bit, don't read out their names when reading out the answer.
So from 07, so first one, Matt. Yes, I saw them do it on the Krypton Factor, and it looks like a piece of piss.
Okay.
Yes, I've driven at peak time central London. I can land a fucking plane.
Okay.
Yes, I can drive a car, and it's essentially a car in the sky. So yeah. And the next one, yeah, I'd be extremely relaxed because even if it went wrong, I think it would be a pretty excellent way to die.
Oh, bleak. Okay, so I'm going to go Krypton Factor. I think I'm going to go doing a brilliant poker face at the moment. I'm going to go Rachel Paris for Krypton Factor.
Peak time central London, I can land a fucking plane.
Jeff Fosterkew.
Yes, I can drive a car. It's essentially a car in the sky, so yeah.
I'm going for you on that one, just because when you read it the second time, you smiled and it looked like you were really pleased with your joke. And what was the final one?
Yeah, I'd be extremely relaxed because even if it went wrong, I think it would be a pretty excellent way to die.
Bryony, 100% Bryony. Bit bleak.
Because I'm such a bleak person, Mark.
So bleak. You're like a goth. But have I got 4 out of 4?
Nope.
Have I got 3 out of 4?
Nope.
Have I got 2 out of 4?
Yeah, you've had an absolute shitter here, Mark. So, Mark, for the first, and you said it was, I believe, Rachel, for, yes, I saw them do it in the Krypton Factor, and it looked like a piece of piss. No. And the second one was, and you said this was Jess, the second one was, yes, I've driven at peak time central London, I can land a fucking plane. That was me.
Okay.
The third one you said was me, and the text was, yes, I can drive a car, and it's essentially a car in the sky, so yeah.
Okay. And who was that? Oh, that's Bryony!
And the final one you said was Bryony.
It's me! I think that would be a sweet relief.
So I got one right.
You got Uno right, yeah.
So I got Rachel. So Rachel, unfortunately, doesn't get a point there. But everyone else does get a point for fooling me. That means the final scores tied on 2 points. Jess and Bryony tied on 2 points. Morgan is on 3 points. And Rachel Paris... with 5, is the winner of this week. Who said that?
Thank you. What's my prize?
What do you want, mate?
No, not that. Pull a book off the shelf.
I've got a first edition. I don't want to give you this, by the way.
I'll have that.
Hamilton.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Thank you very much. Rachel, congratulations. Everyone, thank you very much. And thank you for joining me. Bryony May Williams, Rachel Paris, Jeff Fosterkew, and Morgan Rees.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, then please do subscribe so you don't miss out on any of our episodes. And feel free to give us 5 stars. Go on. I'm happy to bet.
On the show next time will be James Acaster, Jen Brister, Finn Taylor, and Essex Sears.